Part 3. The Business of Life. Whether you're a homemaker or a school teacher, a lawyer or a doctor, a news anchor or an aerobics instructor, you are conducting business each and every day. There's no such thing as personal and work business. It's simply your business, 24 hours per day. You are your own storefront, your own manager, and your own brand. So don't screw it up by making bad business decisions in life. Don't ask other people questions you should be asking yourself. Billionaires think for themselves, stopping to review themselves and to check their motivations at each step of the way. We've all seen on The Apprentice that the 16 contestants wanted to learn something. They wanted a mentor. There's nothing wrong with that. But a mentor's job is to teach someone to be independent and to learn to think that way as well. Sometimes getting the boot can be both the lesson and a boost in the right direction. But it will save time if you could go for your own blind spot before someone else gets to it first. If you want the best, you'd better be the best in all aspects of business. How to love your job. Billionaires love their jobs. Not because their jobs make them wealthy, but because they wouldn't have become so wealthy doing something that they hated. You have to love what you're doing because then it won't seem like work to you, and you will bring the necessary energy to profit from it. That passion alone will take care of 90% of any problems with any job. Here's another trick. Always pretend that you're working for yourself. You'll do a wonderful job in that case. It's simple, but it works. If you're finding that you don't love your job or that you're not doing a good job, demand a meeting with your boss immediately. If the situation doesn't improve, fire yourself and your boss and go do something else. I never want someone working for me who doesn't want to be there. And in the same way, you shouldn't want to be there either. Life's too short and work's too important to stick around in a situation that isn't working. While you should strive to love your job, you should always expect the shit to hit the fan every day. It will prepare you in the best way to face every business day, and it will also keep you on your game. Once you know you love your job, never stop and never give up. If you have a concrete wall in front of you, you must go through it. Life is difficult no matter what, but hard work and perseverance make it a lot easier.